as missing home plate. Like, this team is in a freaking free fall, and it's ugly. And I don't know if anybody's legitimately worrying yet, but you might want to be. Like, we're just going to jump into it. We'll get you up to Tiger Baseball in the 12 o'clock hour. And Troy Melton is going to make his major league debut and try to get the Tigers out of this tailspin. But do you realize things are so bad that the Rockies are 4-10 in their last 4-6, in their last 10, while the Tigers are 2-10? The Rockies being the worst baseball team maybe in the history of baseball. Nothing's going right for Detroit. And I'm curious two things. One, is this the beginning of the end? Is it all going to fall apart? Are you going to have a Twins-type collapse like we saw last year that allowed the Tigers to make the postseason? I mentioned to the guys before us, I was on with Mark yesterday, and he admitted to us that his deepest, darkest nightmare that is in his brain, a reoccurring nightmare, is that the Tigers missed the postseason altogether. I don't think that's possible. That would be the biggest choke job, the biggest collapse in our lifetime, maybe in the history of sports. With that being said, the Guardians, who back on July 11th were 16 and a half games back, they're now only 9 games back. They gained 7.5 games in the last 11 games with the All-Star break in the middle. I mean, think about that. They're making a push for you. Now, will they catch you? I don't think so. There's 60 games left to play. But still, this thing might be way more tense than it ever needed to be. Here's another one. You get Toronto tomorrow, 4-game series at Comerica Park. It's a massive series. Houston and Toronto, now a half game back behind the Tigers, meaning no longer do you have the best team or best record in baseball, but both teams are right on your heels. And if you fall to the 3 spot in the AL, even if you win the AL Central, you got to play in a wild card series. Now, it would be at home, best of 3 at Comerica, but it doesn't mean that you get the automatic route to the ALDS that would go to Houston and Toronto. They're a half game behind you, both of them. And the Yankees are 3 games behind you. The losing is brutal. July has been brutal. Riley Green in July hitting 182 with a 699 OPS. 31 strikeouts, 135 Ks this season. Colt Keith is hitting 269 and an 828 OPS, which is pretty good. But he's like one of his last 21. Javi Baez. Remember the greatest comeback story in the history of sports? Yeah, Baez is back to being Baez. Swinging out of the zone, 205, 487 OPS in the month of July. What about Zach McKinstry, the All-Star, 226 in the month of July? And then two of your starters, Casey Mize and Jack Flaherty. Mize a 643 ERA in July. Flaherty a 466 ERA, and he's got like a 7 ERA in his last 7 games. The bullpen is bad. You can't trust anybody other than Will Vest and maybe Tyler Holm. Things are so bad that the TV broadcast is begging J.K. Simmons to do 3.5 innings of TV. They don't want to talk about the game. They don't want to talk about anything. They'd rather talk to J.K. about winning an Oscar or almost winning an Oscar. Like, I think I'm past the point where, we're not going to freak out. It's a long season. Yeah, look at the Guardians. They lost 10 in a row. Then they've gone 8-2 in their last 10. So this might be a blip on the radar. This might be nothing. This might be something we look back on and say, I'm happy it happened in late July before the trade deadline, which, by the way, is 8 days away. It might be absolutely nothing. Or it might be the start of the end. And I'm curious where you're at. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. If you want to give us a call. Yesterday capped it off for me. Yesterday was embarrassing. Yesterday was pathetic. Even AJ Hinch admitted on the morning show, admitted yesterday after the game, a mental game was not there yesterday. The focus was not there. And now you got a guy in Melton making his major league debut that tries to get you out of the slump to start to end the road trip. You could go 1-5. You win today, you go 2-4, and you go home against Toronto and Arizona. I'm curious where you're at. Is it something or is it nothing? Is it the beginning of the end or are they going to be fine? And I'm making too big of a deal out of it. Teams go through long losing skids. The Dodgers lost 7 in a row. The Mets couldn't win a game for damn near a month. The Cubs went through 2 weeks where they were putrid. So this stuff happens, and I get it. Sometimes you're a prisoner of the moment. And when you're in one of these things, it feels like you're never going to win again. It's kind of like golf, right? I played on Sunday. I was fantastic for me. I suck, but I was fantastic for me. Then I played on Monday and I was horrendous. On Sunday, I thought I had the game figured out. After playing on Monday, I want to retire again. So we all do it. We all react to the moment that we're in and we think that it's never going to get better or it's never going to get worse if that moment is great. However, it's bad right now. It's brutal. And other teams are gaining ground. And I'm curious if you believe it's the beginning of the end. Do you believe the Mark Ryan nightmare that they're going to come close to missing the postseason? I don't believe that part. But I do think this is going to be way more tense than it needed to be. Here's the other thing. Throughout this course of losing, and it's pretty much 10 games, but let's be honest, the last 41 games, they're under 500. They're 20-21 in the last 41 games after being 19 games above 500 in the first 61 games. There's 60 games remaining. But what's annoying the crap out of you right now about your baseball team? Is it the Riley Green strikeouts? Is it the Baez reverting back to Baez form where he's swinging at some of the most god-awful pitches you'll ever see? Is it the fact that you don't have a true number two? You got Tarek Skubal and nobody else. For me, it's the bullpen. This bullpen is a joke. Yesterday, Carlos Hernandez comes in there. Can't trust him. You know you can't trust him. Gives up some runs. The Hanifees, not impressive anymore. You're not the bullpen that you were last year when all these guys were probably, let's be honest, overworked. But none of them worked out this year compared to last year. Last year, they were really effective. You went 33-11 down the stretch. You went on that magical run. This year, all the guys you counted on, some of them aren't even here. Bo Brisky's not even here. Jason Foley's done for the season. Meanwhile, you're forced to deal with a bunch of dudes that can't throw strikes or get hit around the ballpark. And add that to the fact that the Pirates, who just took 2 of 2 from you, are the worst OPS in all of baseball. If you think I'm overreacting, feel free. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. But I think you should be hitting alarm bells. I think you should be hitting the panic button. As Wojo would say, panic in Tiger Town! So where are you at? Is it something? Is it nothing? Do you choose to believe that it's going to get better? Probably will, you think. Track record of this team is pretty good through pretty much the majority of this season. But it's hard to ignore these games you're seeing right now. This team can't hit. 248-539-9797. Get to some of the calls. Get to the text as well. And I got to bring up something specifically about yesterday's game. In fact, two things specifically about yesterday's game. We'll do that next as well. 97 won the ticket.